Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors, with more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Are you ready for football season, Keith?
I am ready! Hall of Fame game last night.
Oh, it was so good.
Football is here.
Dude,
it's
Trey
August.
Lance. Trey Lance looked nice.
Oh, yeah.
Amari and Hampton?
Yeah.
Canton, Ohio never looked so good.
Take him in fantasy.
You think so?
Oh,
that's your early pick?
Yeah.
Are you ready? Let me ask you a question.
I am not.
To bail on Breslow. You were Prez bro for the longest time, and I always looked at it a little side eye. I was like, yeah, he had a good offseason, but I don't trust him.
I'm Brez pro.
You were Brez pro. Pro Brez.
Low. Pro Breslow.
Pro let Breslow.
Yeah.
There's no way. And we were counting it down yesterday. We were like, all right, you're running out of time to stay on Team Breslow. And it went down to the bitter end, and they did nothing.
Here's what you can't trust Craig Breslow on, Keith.
Anything.
No, not anything.
Anything.
The trade deadline? I'm out on ever giving him the benefit of the doubt on the trade deadline.
Again. I have a warm take for you.
Last night was such a – never mind – the near Joe Ryan acquisition, that whole fiasco, we'll get to it.
I can't relive that.
But, like, yes, yesterday was so bad.
How bad was it?
It might have been worse than last year's deadline.
That was
Keith.
My warm take.
Okay.
Last year, they got more at the deadline than this year. Last year, they got Danny Jansen, James Paxton, Lucas Sims, and Luis Garcia, and Quinn Priester.
I don't know
this year, they got
that.
Steven Matz and Dustin May. They didn't add a single bat. They just added a stick last year. They didn't add a stick.
Fine.
This is a sad day. It's a bad day.
I'm with them.
It's a sad and bad day. There's no doubt about that.
I was both. These are two things happened yesterday. I was like infuriated, and then I was like laughing about it. I was almost like, this is comical. Like, this is like some of us maybe fell for it a little bit. I was bracing myself, admittedly. I was like, I don't know. Remember you asked me yesterday, I'm like, it's going to be Charlie Morton or nobody.
They didn't even get Charlie Morton.
Nope.
In retrospect,
Couldn't even get him.
In retrospect, I kind of wish they got Charlie Morton.
I'd much rather have Charlie Morton. Some of these guys look a lot better today. Like a Nick Pavetta looks a lot better today than he did yesterday.
Yeah, I still don't want him, but whatever.
You got Dustin May.
I'd take him over Mattson May, yeah.
But no, I was like,
here's why I think it's worse than last year.
Yeah.
Because the team's in a better spot. The AL was there for the, that's why. It's not really about what they got. I think they got the same pile of crap this year that they got last year.
But they got more bodies last year.
I guess, but I don't know.
Maybe the bodies stunk.
More crap might be worse than less crap. It's just they were.
I guess.
This was the year to do it. Like, I kind of got last year not really believing in the team. Felt like they were playing over their heads. They still should have invested, but I at least kind of got it.
The second wild card team.
No. This year, this team was worth investing in. The players
and they didn't.
The players put him in a spot to do his job. I tweeted this the other day. He didn't do his job. You can't argue with it. He didn't even come close.
They won 10 straight games going to the All-Star break, and it didn't matter. Didn't matter. You know, they beat the Dodgers. They beat the Twins. Maybe should have swept the Twins, whatever, but they at least won that series. They were a playoff team with the division insights, and they just laid down and just fell asleep during the trade deadline. Meanwhile, Seattle's way better. Texas is way better. The Yankees are way better. Everybody under the sun got better. The Red Sox added two guys that may or may not even impact the team at all.
Correct.
It kind of is. I feel like it is. Craig Breslow should be embarrassed if he can even feel that emotion. I'm not convinced that he can.
Did he sound embarrassed this morning?
No, he sounded like he always does. a dog with his tail between his legs.
Yeah, he's consistent, though, Keith. He never gets too high, never gets too low.
That is fair.
He's right down the middle.
That is fair.
It's a human metronome is what he is.
It's terrible. I just feel like the Red Sox spit in our faces, and not in the good way, like Haley Steinfeld in Sinners.
No, not like that.
This was in the bad way, spitting on the face in a bad way.
And you talk about me talking about that. Now
well,
it's
no, it's a good scene. I was rewatching it the other day. But I just think that I got my hopes up for the team, not necessarily for the trade deadline, but for the team. I liked this team. Oh. I thought they could be certainly in the playoffs, and then at that point, a World Series contender. And they had things going for them. They have what I think is a pretty good farm system. They have what I thought was a few extra bucks to spend after the Devers deal. So you're like, all right, this is it. This is the time to strike a deal. They said they wanted impact players, and they were going to target impact players, and they didn't get any.
This was a mistake.
This is awful. No, like, but there's no other way to spin it.
Breslow saying impact starters, and maybe he left himself some wiggle room. He's like, we're not going to get anything that's not. We're looking at impact starters. Well, you might
look at them all day. Go ahead. You can look at whoever you want to look at.
Standing there with the bat on his shoulder.
Yeah.
So look, I had faith he would do
backwards
it. Backwards K. I had faith he would do something at the deadline. I was wrong. Dead wrong. I thought he would add at least a Merrill Kelly type.
Yeah,
I felt that way yesterday.
I think he's in over his head. I don't think he knows. I think Heim Bloom.
I don't think he's like Heim Bloom. I'll still stand by this. I don't think he's like Heim Bloom.
Just because he traded for Garrett Crochet doesn't mean that he knows what he's doing.
I don't think it's a great trade. He still gave up a top 10 prospect yesterday. The kid they traded, Tibbs, was a top 10 prospect in their system. So he still did that. I still think he's way more aggressive
top
than Bloom.
Top 5. I think he was their 5th prospect.
Okay, whatever.
He was?
Even higher. Yeah, he was one of their bigger.
A bum when they got him. Really, he stinks.
Trust me, they should have traded more prospects.
Yeah.
He's way more aggressive than Bloom. Yeah. I think that's unfair. But this deadline is about Breslow. No doubt about it.
Yes.
A lot of people. But you say, yes, we agree on this.
Oh.
But not many people agree. I heard them all morning ripping Henry, which I'm fine for doing.
Yeah, rip Henry. That's fine.
Henry, garbage owner these days.
Yeah.
Trash, absentee, garbage owner these days.
Doesn't care about
the team. I don't apply yesterday to him at all. They're $10 million under the luxury tax.
Yeah.
Breslow had the opportunity to add salary, and he didn't.
Yeah.
So
Getting Juan Soto in the offseason is all on John Henry. Not making a trade and acquiring Merrill Kelly or someone or any of those closers that moved, that is all 100% on Craig Breslow.
The wormy thing for me to do today, and trust me, I thought about it, is to put it all on Henry and say Breslow is handcuffed. I don't believe that. Breslow balked. Breslow didn't want to pay what it took. Breslow couldn't get it done. I thought he would. I was wrong. So if John Henry doesn't spend in free agency, they don't spend on Pete Alonso, Kyle Tucker, whatever, Merrill Kelly, some of these rental pitchers that they wanted and didn't get. If they don't spend in the offseason, that's Henry. They had $10 million to play around with under the luxury tax yesterday, and the GM didn't use it. That's on him. I don't trust the ownership.
Yeah.
I don't like the direction of the ownership. Yesterday was not about ownership. Do you think John Henry knows who any of the top prospects are?
He does not.
Of course not.
He does not.
I don't think he knows half the roster.
He's like, hey, Craig, Peyton Tolley better stay.
So like,
you
can't touch
Franklin Arias.
Because that gets thrown at me too. It's like, oh, well, John Henry doesn't want to take on payroll, and he doesn't want to give up draft capital. He has no idea about these prospects. It's all about Breslow yesterday.
100%.
And we're not the only ones who feel that way, Keith. I know you heard this, but just in case you missed
this. This is amazing.
This was Craig Breslow. Welcome to the show. Thank God he wasn't in person. He might have been ripped limb from limb.
They might not have made it out of there.
Limb from limb.
Good timing for the front office report.
Great timing for the front office report. I tuned in. I wanted to hear how it went, and it was a bloodbath. This is the crowd welcoming Craig Breslow to the Greg Hill Show this morning on the front office report.
Guys, Craig Breslow, the chief baseball officer of the Boston Red Sox. Hi. Good morning. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning.
Yeah, great morning. Yeah, it's a great morning. Not for you. Not for Red Sox fans.
There were a few times, too, where the crowd was like, there was like one of these like gotcha questions, which Breslow deserved. I mean, yesterday's embarrassing. It's a complete.
It's terrible.
It's a complete failure. Grade it real quick. Keith, how do you grade the deadline?
F.
Minus.
F minus.
F minus.
It's the worst.
Terrible deadline.
I guess they kept Duran.
Well,
so there's that.
That's true.
That was really just like a lot of rumors, and like the Padres really wanted him. But so they didn't trade Duran for prospects. That would have been the only way it would have been worse. It was just a couple of scrubs like they acquired last year. But to your point, it feels so much worse this year because the team's in a better spot. And we're like, if you had added a number two starter, just that alone, you might be a World Series contender. If you added a big stick, you might be a World Series contender. Certainly, if you added both, I mean, look out. You added none of it. and you're like, go ahead, guys. And also, there's a track record. And this isn't this is also Alex Cora's fault, but the reality is every year they have bad trade deadlines, and every year Alex Cora makes excuses, pouts, and the team goes into a tank in August.
Yeah.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So that is as predictable as anything. They're going to fall apart. Keith, they're going to be bad this month.
Keith, we did highlight it yesterday, so I can't say I didn't see it coming, but I still turned a blind eye to it. I'm like, my guy Brez will make a deal.
Cora was actually telling us everything we needed to know.
Cora started pouting after their win on Wednesday. He started pouting when they beat the Twins on Wednesday. He's like, true. We're not doing anything. Yeah. I'm going to a birthday party tomorrow. The pouting has already begun.
He's like, John Henry said we can't trade Kyson Witherspoon. He's all over the Sox prospects. He won't let us trade any of them. It's on him.
It started on Wednesday. Cora knew. And so get ready for just an unconscionable pout. And Breslow acknowledged that today, too, with Greg. He's like, oh, no, I've been on teams. I acknowledge that's a risk. We don't make moves. Other teams got better. Our team might pout. It might impact the team. And I'll be consistent.
They're going to fall apart.
If I thought.
Good morning. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning.
It's a great morning. It's a great morning.
The best morning.
Thanks for letting me down. Like, no one was let down more by Craig Breslow than me.
Bad.
I've had the guys back. No one was more let down than me. Yep. I fought for this guy. I've argued for this guy.
Sure you have.
I thought he is different than Bloom, but he's way closer to Bloom than I thought.
He is not different trade deadline-wise. I'll give you offseason, which is part of the job.
He might not, in fairness, he might not even be as good as Bloom. At least got Schwarber 1 year.
Fair. Okay, so you just, okay.
He gave up nothing. Like, he didn't even give up a prospect like Tibbs. He gave up nothing to get him, but at least he got a good player one time.
And in hindsight, he did trade Christian Vasquez for Willie Abreu at the deadline as well.
Yep, that was a win.
Heim Bloom's actually looking better as it goes on.
That was selling. I don't want to give him too much credit for that.
That was bad.
That was a good deal.
That was middling. That was they sold a piece. They kept the pieces they could have gotten more for it. So, no, Heim Bloom was a disaster for the most part every deadline except for the Schwarber deadline.
Mm.
But we're talking about the 22, 23, 24, and now the 25 season. That's four straight years where they've had horrible deadlines, which have coincided. We haven't played it yet, but they've coincided with losing records in August.
Mm-hmm.
And even in 21, they actually had a losing record in August, but they turned it around in September. And then a bad second half, and then missed the playoffs. And when you factor in the other teams all around the Red Sox improving, it feels like it's going to be deja vu again. And it was controllable. If they added a couple of pieces, I'd feel so much differently about this team.
Well, at least Craig Breslow, when he's not making trades, he's very clear and concise in explaining it, Keith.
Always.
I heard Bradfo say this yesterday on their trade deadline special on Nesson. He sat down with Arcan last night as well. You can listen on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone, free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. You can listen on the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps as well. I heard Bradfo say this. He's like, I've never heard this excuse before in my life. This was Breslow on, some of the high prices out there on the starting pitchers and why the Red Sox couldn't get it done.
Okay. Greg, did you ultimately feel the price for front of the rotation starters was too high?
No, I don't think this is about an unwillingness to include guys or anything like that. teams have to like our players in order for that to happen. And, you know, we went into this deadline feeling like, you know, in order to accomplish what we needed to accomplish, what we hoped to accomplish, we couldn't, you know, we couldn't take some of our young minor league players off the, you know, off the table. We couldn't go into this with untouchables, and we didn't. You know, we were willing to talk about all of our guys in the name of improving the team. It just didn't work out.
Okay. So everyone was available, but teams didn't want any of them.
Teams don't like any of our guys.
So they have the...
Teams have to like our players.
They have the 7th-ranked minor league system, don't they, in all of baseball? According to like the updated ones?
Yeah, I don't know where they are.
I think it was.
It's still a well-regarded system,
I think it was 7th. Now, again, give or take, but it's not like... It's not the Bruins farm system.
No, it's regarded
as a very good system. And, I mean, even higher than some of the other ones that all made moves yesterday. It's one thing if you're like, hey, trade deadline came and went, and like sometimes in the NFL, like nothing really happens. No, there were a lot of deals done.
Oh, my God.
They don't like our players.
They don't.
Awesome.
Other teams have to like
teams
our
have
players.
To like our players.
Try getting better players then. Get better players. Do me a favor.
Good gravy. So he actually explained it better this morning with Greg. He's like, teams have to like our players, .. better than they like other offers, which makes a little more sense.
No, but it, well.
But that's what he said, and the cat's out of the bag, and like this is something I can't defend Breslow on. Interpersonally, right? Like, I don't mind that he fired a bunch of old-ass scouts.
Yeah.
I don't mind that when somebody called him a stiff, he fired him. Like, I don't mind any of that. Like,
well, I'm not bagging him on that. I'm bagging him on the bad deadlines.
Well, the bad deadlines, and now you have to explain it. And then you go out and say, no one likes our players. Like, what? Like, you're the one who put
the
roster together.
Talking them up.
The whole thing has been a disaster.
I would agree with that.
The way he delivers the message is disastrous.
But that's also... dumb to think about.
He should have come out. When Curtis asked him about, you know, not wanting to trade anybody, he should have been like, no, no, no. How'd I get Garrett Crochet, Curtis? And by the way, how do my nuts taste on the Devers trade?
He like, that's did what, bring up Crochet.
That's what he should do.
But
and instead
like
he's
that.
Like, nobody likes our players. I don't know what I'm doing. Like, so it's a mess.
No, but I also think you can only point to your offseason so much. We're talking about the deadline. You didn't promise, but you talked about acquiring impact players.
You got to move the goalposts, Breslow.
I know, but he's
that's what you got to do.
He's like, well, we had a good offseason. That's like, well, we're in first place more days than anybody else. It's the same crap.
Okay.
Why was the deadline so bad? Oh, they didn't like our players. Or was it you weren't aggressive enough?
Yeah.
Or you were too afraid to get burned by a deal?
It was definitely all those
things. That's what
that was. They weren't aggressive enough and he didn't want to part with anything. I don't blame Henry for any of yesterday. Any of it.
But
I
also,
don't. There's plenty to blame Henry for. I solely blame him. But I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You know what would be a more acceptable answer?
What?
Is, yeah, I did make bold moves, and I did trade prospects, and I got you Garrett Crochet. And by the way, we're better without Rafael Devers, so suck on that. Maybe I know what I'm doing. That'd be a better answer than, nobody likes our players.
Nobody likes our players.
And we were, what was it? What was his word again? Some uncomfortably aggressive? Is that what it was?
I don't think you were. You didn't trade anybody.
Like, that would have been a better, we could argue with
you
it
know
and
Ken
say
Rosenthal?
You're ignoring the deadline, but that would have been better. Yeah.
Little Kenny Rosenthal, what he said about their attempts on Joe Ryan?
It was feeble?
Feeble. Feeble. I don't know. Is that the opposite of aggressive?
It is.
Pretty close.
It's not aggressive. I can tell you that.
But I also think, okay, if you're trading prospects, especially in a lot of cases, lower level prospects, they're all lottery tickets. And when you're like, oh, the other team likes their prospects more than our prospects, then add another one. Right?
Like kind of uncomfortably aggressive.
That tips the scales. So the Texas Rangers acquired probably the best pitcher available, or the best pitcher that got moved.
Yep.
Not necessarily available, but the best pitcher that moved, Merrill Kelly. Now, I think they got 3 prospects for him. Throw in a 4th. You give him 4 prospects, and maybe the Snakes go,
I mean,
yeah, all right, we'll take that one. That one's better.
How many actual good prospects moved yesterday? I think it was the one for Mason Miller. Other than that, it's just a bunch of garbage, nothing, middle of your system prospect. The Red Sox could have done
any of
those.
I would even count like one highly regarded prospect, but that's the thing about prospects. Could be crap.
Oh, sure.
He could be Yoan Moncada. Like, we don't have no idea.
No, 100%. So, but I'm just saying,
the Red Sox
could have done, maybe they couldn't have done the Mason Miller trade based on prospect capital. Maybe not. They could have done every other trade yesterday based on their farm system. So the idea that they got uncomfortably aggressive and nobody likes their farm system and blah, 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 it's nonsense. It's nonsense from my guy, my former guy, Craig Breslow. So you want to dial us up on this, you can. You can yell at me for believing in Breslow, 617-779-7937. You can vent about the Red Sox. If you want to blame Henry, go ahead. I don't think today's about John Henry. Plenty other issues go back to ownership. Yesterday's about the GM. And get ready, because the team is about to bail, meaning the guys in that clubhouse— the uniform personnel, they're about to bail based on how bad yesterday was. You can interact Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You can watch along and chat. twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat going on Twitch and on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. We have a Top 5 Friday coming up, Keith, at 10:45.
Good.
The top five things to do in October when the Red Sox aren't playing in the postseason.
Yeah, we won't be watching the Red Sox, so we'll I guess we have other things to do.
We'll get to that. We got a Friday four-pack for you at 11:30, four-pack of questions. And, of course, the week in review at 12:45. Where we get to some near misses for the Red Sox at the trade deadline yesterday.
It was a roller coaster ride yesterday.
Stick around for it.
Yeah.
It'll be pretty strong, as always, plus grab bag and clip du jour. Let's get to the Red Sox. What's their ceiling now that they did nothing at the deadline yesterday? That's right after Trending with Billy Laney.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.